99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Oh, yeah, baby. It's time for you to get financially smart.
DECU presents the KISW Financial Advisor. Here to talk money, please welcome Todd. I invented numbers, so I know how this stuff works. Peach.
That's right, man. Todd Peach. Over 25 years of being the man. That's all we got to say. Well, at least the man of the financial services industry. And Todd's been with BECU for the last 16 years. Senior Manager of Business Development. Look at you. I don't think that memo didn't come across my desk to see if we would approve that promotion, but okay. And I laugh about it because, you know, with BECU, you are a member and you're part of the company, really, because it's not like a normal bank, a credit union.
Yeah, the members are the owners, so we're a co-op, so everything comes around. So the money we bring in has to, by definition, go back to the members in one form or another. In other words, we don't have stockholders in Wall Street that we have to answer to because we answer to the member.
Yeah, and that is pretty awesome. Because a credit union can pretty much do anything a bank does. I mean, you guys have all sorts of services. You've got ATMs everywhere.
Yeah, and actually, what's unique about credit unions, BJ, is we kind of band together, so we work together as a movement. So as a credit union member, you can use almost every other ATM from another credit union for free. So Damn. Almost. And you can search those. And with technology today, you can just pull up your phone and where you're going, find that ATM that you don't have to pay a fee for. It's kind of a myth that people think that they, with a credit union, they have to give up access and convenience, and that's just not the case.
Yeah, there's a lot. I mean, I was back in Massachusetts, and there's credit unions back there,
yeah.
Like you said.
They're all in cahoots.
Yeah. And yeah. Good cahoots.
Yeah.
It's the kind of cahoots you want. And the cool thing is that if you want to join BECU and do all your banking with them, all you got to do is live, work, or attend school here in Washington State. That's it.
Yeah.
That's all you got to do. Yeah. All the info, go to BECU.org. And, of course, Todd's here to answer all your questions. If you have any financial questions at all, it's kind of the cool thing that Todd does. And there's, really, a lot of great free resources that you get from BECU, including Todd coming out here and go, look, what do you need to know? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Got to text us, my wife. Just quit her job. She has a 401k. She's not going to have a new job as we just had a kid and she's staying at home. What should she do with it?
Sign
it over to Steve.
I guess how much is it at first? I guess if it's less than $5,000, they're going to probably make her move that money anyway. Mm-hmm. But if it's more than that, you have an option. You could, if the plan is good and you like it, you can probably keep it with that current employer, or you could roll it over into an IRA if you so choose. So, and you can do that easy. There's a lot of companies out there that, you know, if you want to email me, I'll just give you some recommendations for companies to talk to. So,
yeah,
we certainly do that as well, but that's one option for you.
So, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, and of course the idea is if you can keep it in a savings pool somewhere, that would be nice.
Yeah, well, you're going to have to roll it over or keep it where it's at because it's a 401k. So,
yeah.
But if you roll it over into an IRA somewhere, now you have the universe for investment options available to you. So,
yeah, and I hear that investing isn't a bad thing, especially if you're a long-term person. If you're not going to hit 60s or 70s for a long time, why not start?
Yeah, and the earlier the better.
Oh, that compound interest, man. If you can do it.
If we had only started when we were 20, 21, 22, 23, right?
None of this sound like a good idea at that age.
No, it doesn't.
I know.
It doesn't, because we're worried about, you know,
parties
and, you know, cars and, you know,
leather jackets.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, Todd, though, you know, and what I'm hoping is that that you have had the kind of, because we've been doing this for almost 10 years now, I think.
Yeah, that's probably about, yeah.
Yeah, and I hope that people who have been listening, and that's why we have you on, if we've influenced anybody, because you've influenced my kids. My kids have started saving. I mean, they've been saving for a while, and they did it pretty much in their early 20s. So as long as they continue to do this, they really will be like, when they're 60-something, they'll go, man, like you said, something that you, Steve, and I did not do.
Yep.
Yeah.
We've learned, right? We know. And we're just trying to tell the young folks that, you know, start early. You will call up. Well, we won't be here in 40 years, but you'll thank BJ.
You'll thank somebody.
You'll thank BJ for his show and the advice and the messaging that he's given you. So
if you can just save anything, it's really amazing.
And
you know,
one thing that I find is make it automatic, out of sight, out of mind.
Yep.
So come out of your paycheck before you even see it. So set it up so it's an automatic deposit into that savings account, or even better would be a Roth IRA, but make it automatic so it comes out and that money is not sitting there for you tempted to spend it.
Yeah, and I know that parents can give financial gifts to their kids, which could help them get that done, so that, you know, a parent can be helpful, you know, legally do so sure. before they start getting wrecked. I mean, I don't know, how much can you, as a parent, give your child?
I believe tax-free about $13,000 a year, give or take. Don't quote me on that, but yeah. it's enough, right, to make a big difference.
So that's something where you can tell your kids, look, I will give you $13,000 if you will just take some money and immediately throw it in your 401k at work, even if they go, but that's a big chunk of my money. But yeah, well, I'll give you some cash. Mm-hmm. You know, that's something a parent can do if a parent has that kind of financial situation. Like you said, it's tax-free until it gets about to that number.
Yeah.
And
actually, it's interesting. You can open a Roth IRA just so long as you have earned income.
Yeah.
So somebody who's working as a teenager or whatever, they can actually open a Roth IRA and contribute that at 15, 16, whatever.
Just a lot of people don't know.
Just have to have earned income.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know about that stuff. And so it's like, if you can do it, you really can be helpful as a parent.
Yep.
206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. Let's get Justin and Puyallup. Justin, you're on with Todd from BECU.org. Go ahead.
Hey, everybody, and hi, Todd.
Hey, Justin.
So I'm a grandfather. I have a 17-month-old grandson and a 3-month-old grandson.
Oh, congratulations.
What I'd like to do is thank you. What I'd like to do is put money into their accounts and then put monthly money towards it.
Mm-hmm.
I know how the Roth works for me and the compound interest. So what my goal is to put as much as I can in there to utilize compound interest so that when they turn 18, 19, 20 and they go off to college, should they choose, there's no, hey, I don't have the money for it.
Yeah.
And if they get a scholarship for college, maybe they can then take it, roll it into theirs, and then compound it until they're 40 or 45 and sit on a pretty penny.
They actually have plans for that, right,
yeah,
Todd?
Yeah.
The government actually has specific ways you can actually do that for college.
Yeah,
for kids.
It's called the 529, oh. Justin. Have you heard of that?
Okay. So, yeah, my question is, does that have a higher yield, or is it more of a guaranteed yield than going through a Roth? Because I know a Roth, you can go aggressive, but there's always a chance of loss.
There's actually two ways to do it. So if you remember the GET program, the Guaranteed Education Tuition Program that Washington State had, and I think they may have brought it back now, that's where you're buying credits for the future. So your return is going to be based upon the increase in the cost of tuition, basically, in Washington State. One other option for you that I actually did and prefer is you put it into a 529 that acts just like pretty much like a Roth, but they have low cost and funds for you to invest in. You can do an age-based fund. You could mix it up if you wanted to and control how much exposure you have, bonds, whatnot. But I would go, you can learn all of this at savingforcollege.com.
Perfect.
And they'll compare every state. You're not limited to the state of Washington. You can pick any other
state. See, I like that.
It'll rank them for you. It'll tell you the cost. It'll show you the funds. A lot of them are mostly Vanguard, which is great.
Okay.
So go to savingforcollege.com, immerse yourself in all that information, and I think you'll find exactly what you're looking for.
Appreciate the call, Justin. And a quick question. So what if all of a sudden the kid doesn't go to college?
Yeah.
What happens
to
that money?
Well, you can do one of two things. You can transfer it to another beneficiary if you so choose.
Oh, that's nice.
So that's an option. And then the worst case is you would pay a 10% penalty on and then taxes on the earnings. But that's you could get your money back, but it would cost you a little bit to get that back. But chances are you're going to have somebody that you're going to be able to roll that over and change that beneficiary on.
If not cash out, go to Vegas.
Yeah, hey, listen, I mean, it's still going to earn interest.
That's probably a bad financial decision.
I mean, you'll earn at least enough interest, I would imagine. I would hope that you would offset whatever costs and penalties you'd have to pay.
Oh, of course.
If you start near zero.
If you didn't earn anything, you wouldn't be paying anything,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Because you don't have any earned income. So it really is, in my opinion, a no-brainer. Because, even if they don't, go to college, some post-secondary school education, you can use it for that.
And that would be community college.
Sure.
Would that be trade schools, perhaps? perhaps? Is that possible?
I believe that's covered.
Anything post-high school? Yeah.
We could research, look into that. I haven't been looked into that, but I believe it's post-secondary, you know, education. So,
got a follow-up question about 401k stuff. Todd, I have a 401k with an employer over 13 years ago, and that company doesn't exist anymore. How do I find out who my 401k was through and where it is?
Ooh, oh, my. Dang.
Does he have any paperwork on who the broker dealer was? Who
over 13 years ago? I'm going to guess he doesn't, but I don't know. That's a good question.
Boy, how would I find them money?
that wow.
Had a 401k. So,
oh, man, so for 13 years.
Well, it's got to be. He has to have.
They would have sent him something,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you have to get something in the mail that would show where you're at. Actually, email me, and I'll try to research where you can find out where that money, you know, if there's a somewhere where you can research where that money may be sitting. So it's sitting at some broker dealer somewhere.
And if you go to
don't know, sitting with the company itself, it never is, right?
If you go to the BJ Migs page and just click on our little, you know, the little banner that has all the options, you'll see Todd BECU whatever, and then if you click on that, you'll see a link to his email address, or even if you see the banner with Todd's smiling face somewhere on KISW.com, click that, and then it'll take you to a page where you can email Todd.
Yeah, send me an email. That's it. But look through paperwork, make sure you didn't get something in the mail at some point.
Because they have to. I mean, if they have any kind of 401k, which works that way, they got to send you something letting you know, even when you get fired or leave or they dissolve.
Yeah. Maybe his address changed and he didn't get it updated, so they're trying to send stuff and don't know. We don't know.
Is it, I mean, because someone says that's long gone. I mean, is it something that was from 13 years ago? He's still going to be able to track it down and get it back.
Yeah, the money's not with the company that went out of business.
Right.
Yeah, so the money is sitting somewhere. We just got to find out where.
Yeah, it's like with our company.
Has it been growing, too, do you think, in these past 13 years?
Well, wouldn't it?
Depending on what it's invested in.
Oh, man.
If it's just sitting in cash, it may not be doing anything. But if it was invested in something, it's done something.
We need to find his money.
Yeah.
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 No doubt about it, yeah. Because, I mean, we use Vanguard in our company, and they're great.
Yeah. So,
I mean,
so even if something were to happen,
sitting there like I've been doing,
So it's the same thing, BJ. The money is sitting with a Vanguard or somebody. We just got to find out who that somebody is.
Yes, Steve, it's not for you, buddy.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Well, again, we've run out of time, but if you've got any questions for Todd, like I said, go to KISW.com, scroll down, and you'll see the banner with Todd's smiling face. And don't forget, man, BECU is a great credit union. All you got to do is live, work, or attend school here in Washington State, and you are eligible. BECU.org is where you got to go. Todd, as usual.
Thanks, BJ.
Good to see you, buddy. We'll see you next month.
All right.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.